The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show, determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the weepy, the weepy.
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy-to-digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I am joined with a very frequent guest, one of my most favorite people to have around, a very knowledgeable person, and I have him here to piss some people off who I've personally invited to call in. Hopefully, they have the balls to call in. I, of course, tagged Antifa into coming on and calling. I gave him the show number, which is 347-927-6824. That number again is 347-927-6824. Yeah, man. So, just hopefully we get some calls. Get some of these callie calls. See what happens. But actually, before I get started, Gabe, do you want to listen to a prank call I recently got?
Sure, why not? That's a good way to start the show.
Yeah, it's a...
Let's, why not?
Yeah, why not? Okay, we're here. I get hate mail, and I love getting hate mail. So if you guys want to leave me hate mail, the number is 347-927-6824. You could go ahead, call me anonymously if you don't got the balls. Or use your grandma's number, you know, whatever. All right, here you go. And why the fuck is it not playing?
You gotta get the hate train rolling.
Okay, hold on. Let's try this.
Meow, 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 meow.
hat on? Listen to me. That white bastard is an evil motherfucker. I just don't understand why I like him. He's evil. Look what happened today. The Senate Republicans blocked the witnesses from talking, and why would they do that? Because the president did use an abuse of power. He did. He did want dirt on Biden, and then tried to cover it up. He's a liar, a scam artist, a mutt. He's no good. He doesn't care about you. He's very racist. He doesn't like Puerto Rican men or anybody. He's his bastard. He's a mouthy, rude fucking bastard. And I don't understand why I like him. Does he appeal to you because he's just a mouthy bastard? And your opinions are just outrageous, too, and this is just why you like him. I don't understand, Louis. I was just wondering, when are you going to just knock the shit off and stop being such an attention seeker? I mean, nobody really cares about this podcast you got going on, and, you know, I've seen your comedy on YouTube, and it really wasn't that funny. Your material kind of sucks. Why don't you just knock it off, trying to be Mr. Funny Man? And
mind you, this ain't doing much better than what I do. So I don't. Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you judging? This bitch sucks. But here, there's more.
And fucking always having a loud mouth there, Louie. Hey, just be a nice guy, meet a nice lady, you know? And settle down. You're gonna find yourself a little missus. You know? We become just like a family man. Why you always gotta have a mouth? Why always gotta be a center of attention? I understand.
Seriously, do I put out like dad energy or something? Because that's not the first time someone's like, why don't you become a family man? Like, I got a family. They're called the Proud Boys. They're my brothers. All right? Damn.
This call is hilarious.
Yeah. This is like...
I mean, really? You could probably do a whole video, like, breakdown, like, sentence for word for word, just how funny this is.
Yeah.
If you really want to analyze the person sending it to you.
Yeah,
I mean, might be some underlying issues there for them.
Oh well, they
worth examining.
Well, I'll talk about it after. But there's 3 minutes left to this shit here.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Lonely.
Three.
You just want someone to love you, but when you've got a mouthy mouth and you're abrasive and you're telling these insensitive type of jokes, really, you're offending people, you know, and these stupid prank calls you got going on. I mean, what's the point of that, Louie? Ruining someone's day makes you laugh? I mean, it seems funny at first, but come on, you're really just bothering people.
That's fair. That's fair. That's fair.
I mean, what's the point of that, Louie? Ruining someone's day makes you laugh? I mean, it seems funny at first, but come on, you're really just bothering people.
Yep, that's it.
Apparently, I learned that if you tell offensive jokes, that you shouldn't be allowed to be funny.
No.
From this person. Because, you know, jokes aren't supposed to be offensive.
Yeah, no.
They're funny.
Like I talked about, I talked about Ari Shaffir's joke last week. And I'm sorry, okay, you as a comedian, you have to attempt to make a joke. Sometimes your jokes don't land. I mean, I get the point Ari was trying to make, like stop deifying these fucking celebrities that have done dick for anybody. Like, okay, you learned how, you know how to fucking throw a ball in a hole. Congrats, here's $1 billion. Like, Kobe did not improve my life. I don't care. Like, it's sad that he's dead, yeah, but I'm not going to work. I'm not going to fucking be painting murals like he's fucking Vishnu.
That person's funny. I'm sure they'll call you more times in the future.
Oh, this is not the first time she's called me, and I know who it is. Her name is Daniela Crandall. She's a girl.
She's a comedian?
No. She's a girl that I used to talk to. I met her online, and she lives like upstate New York.
Okay.
Yeah, she's kind of not right upstairs.
I could tell.
Yeah,
maybe she has multiple personality issues going on with just multiple voices.
Oh my goodness. So
either that or that's how she normally talks. I don't know.
Well, she believes that she is an actual fallen angel.
Okay.
Yeah. And that, but you know, the thing that, but that wasn't what really turned me off, because I'm no stranger to sticking my dick in crazy. But you know, it's the fact that she was like, oh, I want a baby. Even though after she told me she has some like brain aneurysm thing that if she, that giving birth could kill her. I mean, like, this is what she told me.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, if I give birth, I could die. But I'm like, then why the fuck are you so baby crazy?
Like, obviously there's something going on upstairs.
Yeah.
Maybe there's multiple people up there. Maybe Donald Duck. I don't know. You know, maybe some grandmother. I can't really tell. She could be playing with a few people there.
It happens.
You know. Yeah, and apparently Trump don't like you, though, according to this very spiritual soul.
I don't fucking need Trump to like me.
Well, she needs somebody to like her, clearly, because, you know,
I mean,
she don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely my biggest fan.
That's good. Maybe she'll call in more. She needs to work on her material.
Yeah, yeah.
If she's shooting to be a comedian, she's going to work on it a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
hopefully she'll call in more, you know. It's always good to have a stalker here and there.
No.
Yeah, I'll tell you, though, these people... These anti-Trump people are just getting more and more deranged each and passing every day. You know, each day that passes, they just get more deranged. And with the recent developments and what's been going on, Louie, I'm sure that they're going to be even more deranged than before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, between the State of the Union address and the recent acquittal.
Yeah, let's get into...
That's going to be really interesting.
Yeah, let's get into the State of the Union. When Trump was basically talking, the New York City national anthem.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, they're going
in a sad way.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah. Like, I mean, when Trump was going through all his accomplishments, all the accomplishments of the administration, I couldn't help but thinking, you know, all this time of them trying to impeach him, this whole year, the whole 2019 trying to impeach him, trying to get him out of the office, they could have been a part of this change and actually been heroes along with Trump with helping the American people. But no, for some crazy-ass reason... They want to screw over Trump. And when me and you were talking last night, even you made the observation that he's talking about the working helping the working class, helping colored people, and these motherfuckers were stayed seated.
Yeah. I mean, just an observation I noticed. I mean, you know, it's really funny too. They're so obsessed with hating on Trump for like, you know, Trump gave speeches. He outlined the points, his bullet points on things that he accomplished. Now, whether or not he actually accomplished any of these things, sure, you can go research, see if it's true or not, you know, fact check or whatever. But regardless whether that's the case or not, whatever came to any of these issues, I know it's particularly working class related stuff or, you know, the improvement of the lives of minorities for the most part. With the exception of a few instances, these people would not get up or even clap. They didn't even show any, like, you know, happiness that, hey, the lives of the American people are improving. they just like had this disdain and hatred.
Yeah.
And just, they were just upset that the lives of the American people were improving. Like, and the funny thing is, Louis, regardless of whether Trump was president or not, these people are all angry. Some of them have been there since the 1980s. And what have they actually accomplished in all this time that they were there compared to what Trump has done in the last 3 to 4 years? And I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing to think that these people really haven't accomplished much of anything. And Trump has done more in like 3-4 years than they have done their whole career. Mm-hmm. It's pretty embarrassing, if you ask me. Just saying. But yeah, they just the disdain and hatred of the working class is just so transparent, with especially with Nancy Pelosi.
Nasty Pelosi.
Who's just sitting there. Like, she's getting so angry with this look on her eyes and her face. I mean, it's incredible. Oof.
Yeah, it's fucking, like, I maybe you know this. It was either a senator or a congressman is like, all this year going after Trump, you guys could have been doing something for the American people.
Like, well, that would have been the best thing the Democrats and the left could have done, because let's think about it. Mm-hmm. Instead of wasting all their time attacking what essentially is a reality TV show host who knows a thing or two about showbiz and how to deal with comical clowns, mm-hmm. which most of them are, they could have been out there like devising plans on how to like improve economic standards of living for like people in inner cities. They could have been helping the rural working class in the Midwest. They could have been doing so much stuff in their local districts that they just don't appear to like try to do anything about.
In fact, they wouldn't have to do much.
They
just pick up some fucking trash. Pick up some fucking
trash. They couldn't even clean up the trash on the ground.
They couldn't.
The funny thing is, too, you know, speaking of trash,
yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, I believe, is San Francisco district. Isn't she a politician up in that region?
I
know she's a House Speaker, but yeah. I think her district is around the San Francisco Bay Area. And what do you know? It's a, for lack of better term, it's a shithole. There's heroin needles everywhere. There's human feces everywhere. There's people living in tents converted out of broken down cars up along the sidewalk. I mean, I saw this stuff personally myself when I went out to visit San Francisco back in 2014. Mm-hmm. I saw homeless tents. This stuff's real. So this is an area that she's from. She got streets named after her in San Francisco. And, you know, you got pro-Trump people, they decide, you know, we're just going to clean this place up since nobody else wants to do it. And then you got Antifa on the far left. They show up, they protest screaming at these people for doing what they should have been doing the whole time.
Yeah.
But then they even physically assault, like, a drag queen-looking character. Not in drag at the moment, but apparently they must be a drag queen because they... was it
Lady
Miss MAGA or something?
Lady MAGA.
Yeah, Lady MAGA. And so, I mean, this is how crazy this is. These people are saying that doing community cleanup is racist and makes brown people look bad.
How's that work?
That doesn't make any sense to me. That just sounds ludicrous. And that sounds like crazy. Crazy, crazy. Not just crazy, but crazy, crazy. So they're pissed off about that. Nancy Pelosi, she basically, that's her like home turf, and she's obviously doing nothing to fix the situation. Trump is right in his speech to point out that there's a serious problem in California, because there really is, not just with the garbage problem, but the literally illegal alien problem.
Well, here's the thing.
And just everything else.
Here's the thing that I found out. Nancy Pelosi possibly committed a crime by ripping up that speech.
Oh, I'm sure she did, and she doesn't care.
Like that,
because she's probably committed so many crimes before that. And, you know, nobody's ever really called her out on it.
Like here it is,
and you know,
here it is. Pelosi. Oh wait, Pelosi may have just committed a crime, a violation of 18 U.S. Code. 2071 section 2071A, when she ripped up the president's Trump's State of the Union address, Kirk Ocho. Did Nancy Pelosi break the law by ripping up the president's State of the Union address? I mean, and that could mean that she could get kicked out. She could be impeached.
Well, I think they already tried to put an HR bill in for her impeachment, ironically. Obviously, I don't know the details behind what the justification would be, but I gotta say, it's probably far more legitimate than anything they tried to push on Trump. Mm-hmm. But yeah, as far as his inauguration speech last night, I mean, I was out last night. I was at one of the local bars here.
Right.
You know, ran into some people. I mean, they're not all overly political. Some of them don't even care about politics. Some of them kind of like Trump, but they just don't like the way he speaks because he's a little bit too, hardcore at times. And they think that he should be a little bit more civil. But I got to say, these people watched the speech last night. They were impressed. A guy that I know voted for Trump just for the comedy aspect. He doesn't even really care about Trump. He just loves the fact that Trump is the most comedic president we would ever have. And he's making all these psycho-leftist lunatics. He said that was the best State of the Union speech he ever heard in his life. And he's like a little bit younger than me. But he was like very empowered by it. And everybody else also thought it was a very good speech. Nobody, even people who weren't really, pro-Trump, they didn't have anything bad to say about it. A lot of the things he said made a lot of sense to people. The only people that seem to have a problem with speech are people that live in a bubble of the ultra-far-left progressive circles. And they essentially, they don't understand that people are more concerned about the real world rather than the theoretical worlds these people live in.
Mm-hmm. I mean, first I want to give a big shout out to the Tuskegee Airman. I forgot his name. I can't believe I forgot his name.
McGee?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Mr. McGee?
Brigadier General McGee. For honestly, he's 100 years old and he still looks like he could kick someone's ass.
Honestly, I didn't know. From the way he looked, I wouldn't even know he was 100 years old. I mean,
I couldn't tell.
It looked like he was 60.
Yeah.
That's how good the condition the man looked. I mean, he looked fantastic.
Yeah. He looked like he could still. He looked like he could get up in a.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Fucking plane right now and shoot some fucking, some commie bastards.
Yeah,
yes, and I did mean, and I do mean commie bastards.
And I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no, I'm glad that Trump recognized him and also introduced him to all of us who were not aware of this man's exploits.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm grateful for now knowing about it. And I mean, think about it. It was a Tuskegee Airman. I mean, it's like, I know that was a big topic a long time ago for a lot of people. And, you know, that was brought up. I got to say, Trump, he commemorated a lot of people. And not just white people. I mean, there are a lot of non-white people that he brought to the stage. And I look at the little girl who's going to now be able to go to school.
Yeah.
You know, she looked like she was a bright girl who had a bright future and she just needed a boost. And, you know, I hope that she's somebody who can help people mm-hmm. in the future. And, you know, we shouldn't, like, let people who have potential of great education go to waste. That's what America's supposed to be about. We're supposed to help bring about our best into light. And, you know, he did that. And I got to say, I don't think Nancy Pelosi really cared for this person.
No.
I don't even think she stood up. I could be wrong.
Well, no,
she barely stood up for, actually, the only time I saw her stand up in the beginning, when she refused to stand up or clap for anything Trump had to say, was when the when somebody of color, as they put it, was commemorated. I guess she had to, you know, she had to regain the black vote, so to speak, by showing that she cares so much about black people. Mm-hmm. It was like the first thing, the only thing at the time she was really clapping for. But she barely even got it for the kids. There was a moment when Trump was talking about how he took out the Iranian military head, and Nancy Pelosi wouldn't even stand up. She started clapping while sitting, but she wouldn't even get up.
Yeah.
And because that's how, like, distraught and angry she was, that she couldn't even, like, keep her composure to, like, stand up and even clap. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Trump gave a lot of praise to a lot of people that, quite frankly, probably deserved it. And appeared to have deserved it. And they just, the Democrats just hated every bit about it. And it's amazing. But I'll tell you, the looks on her face were just incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Her eyes.
Yeah, I mean, she...
Her mouth. She looked like she was reading stuff.
Dude.
The piece of paper.
Yeah, and in the year, the past year, that smugness is gone. Remember when she did that, like, that little fucking clap, that disrespectful clap, the way she did it?
Yeah.
Like, oh, no. Oh, you want to shake my hand? Trump was like, no, fuck you.
Like, well, that's just it. I know that some people on the left are going to be like, well, he didn't shake her hand, so that's why she was upset. And you know what? Maybe that's true. Maybe he should have shook her hand, but you know what? No. If you were...
Yeah.
Somebody and the person that you're standing next to literally is trying to destroy you. I'm not just talking like, you know, just talking crap, like literally doing everything in their power to destroy you as a person. Have you impeached on criminal charges? Would you honestly want to shake that person's hand?
Hell no. Like, I mean,
exactly. Here's, no, here's, I mean, the violence has been enacted against people by Antifa. People have been destroyed. It's absolutely out of control.
Well, the thing that
so
kills
why
me...
would anybody want to like shake this woman's hand? And even if he did shake her hand to do the quote unquote right thing, politically correct style, would she have still done what she did? And I think the answer is yes.
Yeah.
I think she still would have freaked out. She still would have ripped his beach, and it still would have been a shit show.
Yeah.
As the words go.
I mean, here's the thing. Here's the thing.
So.
This is one of the arguments is like, be the bigger man, be the bigger man. And it's like, no, there comes a time when we can't be the bigger people anymore. It's like, if you're going to constantly attack, it comes to a point where you have to stop people from constantly attacking you and fucking gut check them so they can stop attacking. Trump is like, yo, you know what? It's 20. And honestly, this is a feeling that I personally have. It's 2020. I am not with the shits anymore. This is why.
Yeah, first blood has been drawn hundreds of times over by these people.
Yeah.
They have commanded armies and legions of people to go out in the street and act violent, vicious behavior against people who wear MAGA hats. And you know Trump knows this. Everyone knows this. The violence has been there. These people are not showing any quarter to any of us. And they're not being cordial or respectful. They're being vicious, beyond rude, and violent. And I am positive she still would have acted the way she did, regardless of whether he shook her hand or not. Because that's the person that she is. And she seems like a spoiled brat.
Mm-hmm.
Who get, you know, coming from her ivory little castle in San Francisco, where the hell she's from. And, I mean, just look at the way that people live in her district compared to how she lives. She is not humble. And Trump, I don't care what anyone says. Maybe I'm a little, you know, whatever you want to call me. But the point is,
yeah,
I don't think he should have shook her hand either. And I'm glad he did. I'm glad he stood his ground strong. I'm glad he gave a tremendously powerful speech. And I'm glad he didn't even bring up the impeachment stuff. And he just moved forward with a plan for the future, which is absolutely nothing. These people have done nothing to move forward with a plan for anything but destruction negativity, chaos, and despair. And he did the absolute opposite, and that's why he won this challenge.
Yeah.
And what did the media do today? They wanted to attack him.
Yeah.
They went and talked about Pelosi all day. I got to hand it to him. Even if, like, Trump had inaccuracies in the speech, barely that was even touched upon. Anyone did, nobody's looking at it because nobody cares. At the end of the day, most regular average people, they looked at that, they liked everything they heard in that speech, or they liked a good chunk of it, because it relates to them, even if it doesn't relate to these lunatics. These lunatics don't relate to the people, and they don't see that, because how could they, when they don't deal with the same issues the people deal with? So, yeah, I'd say it was a tremendous victory for Trump. I'm sure his approval ratings are going to go up, and his stakes at being second-term president have also gone up as well.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, the thing is, the whole, the cognitive dissonance, I mean, I know I'm reiterating this point. All this money, all this time they wasted, they could have actually done something good for the people. They've actually could have, they could have worked with the president. The president would have worked with them and actually tried to work with them.
He actually reached out to the Democrats on multiple occasions for multiple issues.
Yeah.
And they have done nothing to work with him. In fact, they made it clear that they want to oppose him at every turn. And they even bragged about it at one point a couple years ago, if I remember correctly. I forget the who did that. It wouldn't be shocking if it was like a Pelosi or somebody like her. But the point is, they all had ample opportunity, and they chose not to. And Getsu wasn't present last night with the squad. You know, we'll talk about the squad, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the squad was just disgracefully pathetic. What was her name? Omar? Or, you know, whatever her name is.
What,
Rashida, you know, Somali.
Rashida Tlaib or Ilhan Omar?
One of them. I can't even remember anymore because they're all ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But she's like, just looks like, the one person part of that squad was looked like a completely immature. They're incapable of even, like, paying attention to a speech. They're just acting like a child.
Yeah.
And the question's raised, like, why are you here? You're supposed to represent people as a representative of the best. And so, you're representing the worst qualities of your district.
So I guess
as somebody who claims to represent people.
I guess we didn't impeach that motherfucker.
Nope.
Whoops.
No. We didn't. And you know what? Like I said, the squad, they look pathetic. Mm-hmm. They just look like immature, spoiled children, part of an elitist class, that the way they act. And it's just they all revealed themselves to the American people, who they really are, what they're really about, what they really care about. And clearly the answer is they don't really care about the people. They care about everything but the people. And that is clear as day. And that was a victory for Trump. It was a victory for his supporters. It was a victory for anybody who got to see how things really are with their eyes, because now they know the truth. And, I mean, just look at today with, you know, as you were saying, the whole impeachment effort has basically been acquitted on the two counts.
Whoops.
I mean, we knew that was coming, too, because they had nothing on them. They didn't have any statutory crimes that they could actually impeach him on or charge him with.
So
he's the only president that's been impeached that never happened, where they've never used that.
So, in your opinion, how many elections are now going to be lost to and regained by the Republicans because of this?
Well, I think this election is definitely going to Trump.
Yeah.
Just because, you know, I mean, I gotta say this: the C-SPAN coverage, they had callers who were claiming to be lifelong Democrats. They're done with the party. After what Nancy Pelosi did ripping up the speech, they're done with the party. They're leaving. So she just lost them, a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Moderates are just, they're fleeing because they have no place in the party. So they're just going to leave too. They might become independents or Republicans. So really, the party's divided. they're broken into three specific factions. You have the corporate Democrats, you have the far left wing, and then you have the moderates who are kind of homeless politically.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know where they're going to end up. So they're basically your swing voters. So you have this divide, especially with this election. So yeah, the election's completely going to Trump. Now, as far as 2024, that all depends if the Republicans have their act together.
Mm-hmm.
If they have their act together, then they'll probably win another presidential election. But if they become drunk on power and doing things that you and I would be very critical of, then they're not going to be able to survive either. And it's going to be very questionable about which party actually gains power in 2024. But as of right now, with this recent speech, Trump's got in the bag, the acquittal on the impeachment proceedings, that's a victory for him as well. And the way the Democrats are behaving and acting, I mean, they're acting like children. They're incapable of having rational dialogue. I mean, these people are freaking out about community cleanups, like we were saying earlier. They're beating people up at community cleanups and calling them racist for cleaning up inner cities. That's insane.
How, like, I don't, but that's what they're doing. I can't even, like, as a brown person, because most of these people are white, you're supposedly, if Antifa's listening now, because I put out the tweet twice and they don't have the balls to call in.
Of course not. Why would they? No, why would they have the balls to call on your show? They don't.
No.
You could probably give them your home address. Not that I recommend it.
Like,
they still wouldn't show up.
I even just invited Anti-Fash Gordon to call in.
That guy's gone dark because he's got a lot of issues going on in his life that have come to surface recently. You know,
like,
little children and stuff like that. But that's a whole other subject.
Yeah. But I mean, here's the thing. They're supposedly fighting for me, for the brown people. But it's like,
yeah.
I would welcome, like, I mean, you know, welcome people. Hey, you want to help us clean up? All right, cool. Yeah, let's remove some trash. Like, you know, how is this racist towards me? Like, how is this?
No, that's just it. Yeah. These people won't go out and clean up the trash in the inner cities. They won't pick up the heroin needles and the human feces. But anybody who wants to do that, they'll scream, "You're a racist for cleaning this up," and it makes brown people look bad. I mean, that just sounds insane, but that's what these people actually are saying in news articles. Like, I think even BuzzFeed or one of these publications, one of the publications had, like, a person publish that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people had every opportunity to do these things. Now you got kind of, like, pro-Trump people going to do it for them because they don't want to do it, and then they get all angry that someone's doing the job they should have done. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why these people are going to lose when it comes to the election, because they're so divided. It's either Bernie or bust, Yang or bust, or Biden or bust. They're so divided against each other in the different factions. And anybody who wants to rebuild things or do positive, they're just trying to tear you down. And they won't do it themselves. So, I mean, how can they come together to actually do anything on a united front to, like, actually improve people's lives? They can't. And they won't.
Yeah, I mean,
they're just going to tear things down because that's all they have at this point, to tear things down.
Yeah. Here, let me play this clip right here. It's called San Francisco Freak Show Gets Freakier. Antifa thugs attack a volunteer trash cleanup. This is...
As I sit down to record this video, there are still exactly zero results reported from Iowa. And even if they do come out shortly, nobody's going to believe them anyway. If you enjoy this sort of incompetent mismanagement, just wait till they're in charge of your healthcare and your education and your finances and every other aspect of your life. But yeah, I'm sure those plans are foolproof. So instead, I will opt for another significant story that didn't receive much coverage this week. The streets of San Francisco somehow getting weirder in response to a genuine effort to make them cleaner. We're all familiar with the literal shit show that is an afternoon stroll down certain San Francisco sidewalks, And the city has tried every style of throwing money at it that they can. Come on, people. We'll pay for your needles. We'll give you free toilets at $30 a flush. We'll spend a modest year's salary for every homeless person in the city. It's weird how the homeless problem keeps worsening as we spend ever more money. It's weird how our massive budgets somehow don't work and our people managing them get arrested on corruption charges. But hey, the solution is obvious. Surely an even more inflated bundle of taxpayer dollars next year will finally make a rug big enough to sweep the shit under. Maybe, just maybe, the solution is even more fundamental than that, though. Maybe the solution has less to do with cutting a check, or cutting someone else's check, to be more precise, and more to do with actual community service, actually taking initiative, having pride in your community, and getting your hands dirty in an effort to clean up the place in a voluntary act of kindness. On second thought, make it dirty gloves, though, not dirty hands. Do not go bare.
On this cardboard, there appears to be human feces. You've got Jose Cuervo. You've got the saline bottles from kits that they give out. You've got hypodermic needles here. That looks like more human feces as well. This is right next to a truck where people serve food.
That was political activist and do-it-yourself cleanup guy Scott Pressler teaming up with other prominent figures, the San Francisco Republican Party, and community volunteers to clean up exactly that sort of mess around the city's library on Saturday afternoon. Pressler has held similar events with success in Los Angeles, Houston, Chicago, and Baltimore, although hilariously, his motives have been questioned by skeptical progressives. The Baltimore Sun editorial board says, "We assume it was pure motives that led a Trump supporter to launch a cleanup effort in Elijah Cummings' district of Baltimore, right? It made for good photos and compelling videos and catchy Twitter hashtag, sure, but the effort was organized by pro-Trump people, so call us skeptical." So I guess sitting around doing nothing with a pure mind and heart is much better than actually doing the work with a head full of wrong think. They picked up 12 tons of trash. With that kind of result, who cares if it was the actual SS cleaning up Baltimore or San Francisco? With the state San Francisco is in, it probably will take a force with that level of discipline and cleanliness standards to finally finish the job anyway. The point is, we don't question the ideological purity of a person doing a good deed. We just appreciate the good deed, unless the ideology is somehow more important than any objective good. Seems to me it obviously shouldn't be, but I guess in San Francisco, it obviously is.
They're calling Scott Pressler a faggot.
Oh, I'm sure. I don't doubt that one bit, because if you're Antifa, you're the far left, you can call people faggots.
Yeah.
But if you're moderately right-leaning and you use that word, not in a derogatory sense, but there's context to the discussion, like what I'm doing right now, you're a homophobic, bigoted person. Despite the fact they're actually using it in a derogatory, bigoted fashion towards other people. Yeah.
Yeah. Back to the video. Yeah.
I don't know.
Yes, protesters showed up to heckle and disrupt and interfere with volunteers trying to make their community literally less shitty. And it wasn't just peaceful protesting either. Apparently, it is also virtuous to threaten and actually commit violence as long as your ideological perspective is pure. One of the cleanup...
Like, honestly, okay, Antifa, here. Let me speak to you guys directly. You want to stop us? How's about you do street cleanups? How's about you feed the homeless? If there's something, you know what? Be the change you want to see. Don't expect the daddy government or whoever you want in charge to fucking do this shit. You lead by fucking example. And if it works, mazel tov. If it doesn't, then you know what? At least you tried, but you know it doesn't work. And we all learn the lesson. But instead of fucking trying to, like, oh, you're racist because you're just doing it because you have ulterior motives. So fucking what if someone has ulterior motives? You know what? Give me, you know, if somebody gives me $1 million just to look like that they're not racist, that's the type of racism I wouldn't mind.
Well, it seems like these people have absolutely ulterior motives not to do anything.
Like, honestly.
Because if they were going to do anything, they would have done it. And they didn't do anything to clean up the community. It took a bunch of Trump supporters to do it for them because they didn't have any incentive or interest to do it to begin with. Somebody made them look bad.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And they got upset.
Yeah.
So now they're crying that everyone's a racist and if they want to clean up your community. I mean, that just should show you the level of elitism these people have. That they would rather the conditions of homeless people be filled with feces and hypodermic needles than actually have, live in a clean environment. See, you don't see them going out there and doing that. You don't see them inviting these people to their homes. No, sir. No. They're keeping them out on the street in the worst conditions. Like some kind of, like, the Middle Ages or something. I don't even know. It's something in, like, Europe when, like, literally people were living in the bottom of the castles with, like, the sewage, like, out in the street. It's, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But that's just like they want the subjects to live in that type of environment. It's really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these people are doing. And now they're upset that, you know, Scott Pressler went out and did something that they didn't have the cojones to do themselves. It's making him look bad. It wasn't his, maybe that wasn't his intention. Maybe it was his intention to make him look bad. But either way, they make themselves look bad regardless by doing nothing but physically assaulting people who are doing the job that they, quite frankly, should be doing themselves.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane. It's absolutely out of control. But that's what they do.
Yeah.
And that's why they're losing.
Yeah. If you hate it so much, do something. You guys do something. Stop waiting for someone that's going to do it for you. It's not going to happen.
Well, they expect you and us to be their slaves. You see, we're going to be the slave class of the new ruling class that they think they're going to be. Yeah, whether they say that's what they want or not, they sure act that way. Because you don't see them actually putting in the work to do this. You know, they just expect everyone else to just grovel at their feet and do it for them. But yeah, this is, I mean, think about this. It's gotten to the point where literally cleaning up a community has incited people to become violent against those cleaning up the community who are volunteering their time to do that for free. Mm-hmm. So, what I mean, the fact that that can happen shows you that these people have deep mental illness and is seriously rooted in things that they don't understand. They need to learn what exactly is making them so crazy so that they can get some professional help. And as Trump is now acquitted, as he gave a speech, more and more of these people are going to become unhinged and psychotic, and they're going to gravitate towards potentially terroristic tactics. I don't care how hyperbolic some people think that might sound. But, I mean, really, what is the ultimate conclusion with these people? They made it clear they have no plan. to improve the lives of working class people or just this country in general. They've proven nothing of the sort. They hate everything Trump does, even if it's stuff they would agree with. They hate everybody that supports Trump. They hate people who even don't like Trump but aren't like psycho lunatics like they are. Everything that Trump's doing seems to be working. Everything they're doing doesn't seem to be working. So, I mean, what's the ultimate conclusion here? Where can they go from there? I think that terrorism is the only option they have.
Yeah.
Either that or just quitting entirely. So, it's very difficult to say. Where are they going to go with this? But more and more, I think you're going to see a lot more unhinged psycho lunatics that aren't going to be able to have stable conversations. I mean, I think they're going to become very dangerous in the coming months to years with the potential of Trump becoming reelected.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm sorry. Why do I keep saying I'm sorry? But look, no, I'm fucking tired of this, especially with the bullshit that happened at my job. I am tired of everyone thinking that they know politics, and I debate people, and they know absolutely jack shit. They're like, oh, he said grab him by the pussy. When you're rich and famous, women let you grab him by the pussy, and they're like, oh, but he still shouldn't have said that. And men talk like that.
A lot of these people don't know why they're angry. A lot of these people are upset about things.
Don't.
They don't know why.
They really don't, because, I mean, you ask them, how has Trump hurt you? Oh, he hasn't. I don't fuck with him. Then what's the motherfucking problem? Why do you hate
there him? Isn't. And they don't realize there's no problem.
Yeah.
The only problem that exists is the one they're creating for themselves at that moment. Like, and they could say the same about us. Oh, you're wearing a Trump hat. That could be dangerous. Oh, you're voting for Trump. That could be dangerous. Oh, you're saying you're expressing your views. That could be dangerous.
Yeah.
It's like dangerous to what?
I mean, are you making
a tyrant?
Like, are you threatening me? Are you making threats?
I mean, this is the statement you often hear from people
mm-hmm.
who will try to like flip it on you to make it sound like you're doing something wrong. When actually, no, you are doing your American civic duty to ensure the survival of your nation, which is, you know, everything that the Bill of Rights is about in this nation state. I mean, we're not doing anything wrong. We should be allowed to civilly have dialogue about our views, whether we agree or disagree on those views.
Yeah.
These people who, however, think this way apparently think that there's something bad or dangerous about that. And that's warped thinking. But actually, they're the ones who should recognize what they're doing is actually dangerous to a free society with their lack of being able to have civil dialogue, with their lack of being able to do anything productive. To find better alternatives. They're not doing any of that. This is why the party split. This is why Antifa are acting like irrational psychopaths. And this is why Donald Trump is going to continue to win. And this is why Americans in general are going to see their lives improved. You know, the quality of their life will continue to improve as they try to go towards positive things. So, I mean, it's just getting, like, really crazy. I mean, you're just seeing Antifa reveal themselves, like, all over. They're violent. You know, you see this far leftist, extremely violent. And, I mean, think about this, too. I mean, everything is coming out, what they're really about. I mean, we know that they're everything they accuse others,
mm-hmm.
even racist at times. Yes, they're even racist.
Yeah, especially.
I mean, you see examples of that all over the place.
I mean, hell,
I'm sure you could come up with a few right here.
I have examples, personal examples. The spick, oh, you look Mexican. How can you go against your own people? Mexico is not my people. I mean, they're like, oh, well, you're a race traitor. You're a spick. You're a nigger. I'm like, yeah, how do you feel free enough to say that shit to me? Yet you'll be
the thing is, what created the perception that they have a free pass to even refer to other human beings that way. Whereas if somebody who had a different ideological persuasion were to even voice language of the sort that they should be crucified for, but these people somehow are getting a free pass and they shouldn't be. That never made a whole fat lot of sense to me.
Right.
I'm sure it doesn't make any sense to you either, or most people in general. But these people do this all the time as well. And I know you, based on what you tell me, I mean, it happens to you quite often here and there.
Yeah.
I've seen it in person. I saw when I was at the Straight Pride Rally, which is a tongue-in-cheek joke.
Yeah.
They, you know, mixed with, like, gay people and, like, straight people had a parade. I saw anti-parade protesters calling people faggots in the background. They said that. They're calling the organizers faggots.
Hmm.
I've seen that on multiple, and I hate to say it, but the people doing this, they're black. They were black. And not just at the parade, but I also saw that on May Day. And I have a video of this from 2 years ago of a black individual calling another person a faggot. So, I mean, apparently that for some reason that's acceptable language. And the language was, you know, very derogatory. But these people who are friendly with the left are given free passes to act this way and behave this way and talk that way. Yet, if you accidentally use that word, you're of a different political leaning, well, you get crucified. Now, I'm obviously using that word, but there's context to it, but I'm sure they'll crucify me and be like, oh, Gabriel was on the radio show and he said faggot, so he's being homophobic. And he should be crucified for that. But I'm sure these people would be that mentally ill and actually call to do that. But that just goes to show you that they have a different standard of what they deem acceptable for certain people while unacceptable for others. And this selective enforcement principle is, it's going to get a lot of people in trouble in the long run because that can easily be turned on them too. But yeah, they do, oftentimes they will do this. Just look at what happened in Philadelphia with the Antifa guys that attacked those Marines. I think they were Marines. Yeah, the Hispanic military guys. I mean, they pretty much referred to them as spick white supremacists.
Yeah.
Nazis. Which is amazing to me that they would do that after accusing them of being Proud Boys, which they didn't even know what the Proud Boys were. They didn't even know there was a rally going on.
Yeah.
They were just on vacation. And they got beat up by these Antifa people and racially discriminated against.
That just goes
to show you that they are no stranger to doing this. They racially targeted blacks out west. I think either Seattle or Portland. So there's numerous occasions where this has happened. It's not really new. It's shocking. This is things that have happened on multiple occasions. And, I mean, this is why I call them, the white ones, I call them left-wing white supremacists. I have been using that term to describe them because they believe all the same things that white supremacists believe on the right, except they act like benevolent slave masters, where they think that non-whites are just too stupid to think for themselves and it's their task to think for them. And that they can, like, parade them around like pet dogs. But the minute a dog gets out of line and starts thinking for itself, then they start being vicious and start calling you the things that they've told you, Louie, and treated you, Louie. And I think the example I'm providing here is a perfect one for the situation you actually live through. I don't know if you would agree or not, but I think I'm pretty correct and accurate in what I'm saying here.
Oh, no, I totally agree.
I mean, you chose to vote for who you wanted, so you chose to think the way you want. Well, why all of a sudden does that warrant your critics the right to call you the N-word, whatever? Why does that warrant them the right to do that? Because you chose to do something that they think is alien to the person of your skin color, as if they know what your skin color type of person is supposed to do or think. They don't even look at you as an individual. They look at you as a collective group, the very same way that a racial supremacist would.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just something I have to ask a question about, because it's just remarkable how similar these people are to the very groups of people they supposedly are combating against. It's just an observation that I've been, formulating with my interaction and my experiences and just reading what these people write and say in general. So, I don't know if you would agree with that. I think you would.
Oh, man, I don't know. At this point, it's just... I don't know. It's just... It is clown world. It's clown world and 2020... Like my tolerance is gone. I'm not gonna put up with this type of bullshit anymore. I'm not gonna try to be the bigger person and be nice and try to be Mr. Courteous and smile. Like, no, because I posted this video on TikTok, which a lot of Trump supporters are on TikTok. I was like, look, if somebody says fuck Trump and you ask them why do they hate Trump and their questions are, oh, come on, man, or the rolling of the eyes, and they're like, what, you don't read? Like, no, curse them the fuck out. Like, because they don't want to get it. They don't want to understand. I mean, I got into an argument with one of my other god sisters. She's like, hey, you're never gonna convince me otherwise. Trump's a racist. So what? He honored colored people. That doesn't erase his xenophobia. And I'm like, oh, the fact that he imprisons children in camps. I'm like, they're not supposed to be here in the first place.
No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, you know what's funny, Louis? You know, I don't think you have less tolerance now. I think you have more tolerance to the right type of groups of people. And I'll tell you what I mean by that.
Yeah.
Think about this. Mm-hmm. We are now in a culture war, mm-hmm, where it's now divided amongst the culture of the totalitarian humanists and the culture of the liberty minded individualistic type people like us. And what you're learning about this is the people that subscribe to the ideas that we subscribe to are across all boundaries of race, creed, sexuality, gender, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And they're like drones. Their ideology has a very similar expansion as well. But think about this. The attack, what happened in San Francisco with the cleanup, you had, was it Miss MAGA, who I assume is a drag queen.
Lady MAGA.
Lady MAGA. That person's wearing Trump hat. They're supportive of Trump. They're supportive of, conservative Republicans, I guess. Mm-hmm. And they're getting physically assaulted in a hateful way by Antifa. And they're siding with somebody like that's on our side. We constantly get in the media all the time is the people that think like us are white supremacists, they're white or racist or phobic, this and that. But what I'm learning is, or what I've already really knew, but I'm seeing more of, is people of backgrounds that the media have claimed can only exist in one direction, racially and ideologically, are transcending that, and they're actually in our circles. Mm-hmm. We have a multitude of different groups of people in our circles who love liberty, even if they don't all agree with each other 100% on everything. But they are civil, they're capable, and I think tolerance in respect to the fact that you can have such an array of diversity of different groups of people in our circles has been strengthened. Because now you see more people of not so traditionally involved backgrounds coming to stand with us,
there
so to speak.
There are people coming from the valleys. They are gathered and ready for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before. Now we'll settle the score. With our rifles, we'll roar revolution. Oh, sorry.
That's all right. Well, like I said, we got, I think we have actual, authentic, legitimate diversity of different types of groups of people coming together who love liberty and understand it means something different to them, but they're all willing to work with each other. Mm-hmm. And Antifa, however, they seem to be drawing, and this far left seem to be drawing more of a, they seem to be the very thing that they accuse everyone else of being. The actual white supremacists. And they have their little minions that they keep on leashes and that don't know any better because they haven't learned that they can think alternatively and they don't have to follow these people. Like in one of the videos I have that I was working on when I was at the Virginia gun rally, I was talking to this guy, I forget his name. He's a gay Trump supporter, pro Second Amendment, anti-communist. He was a former Democrat. Then he joined the Republican Party in the 90s. And he said when he was a Democrat, they used to like basically tell him how what he was allowed to say and think. But once he joined the Republicans, he was pretty much allowed to, you know, he was allowed to have a free mind. So that's at least in his experience, what he told me.
Oh, but he's a token. Yeah. He's a token.
Oh, yeah, he's a token. Yeah, that's I like that. I like how they say that. Meanwhile, what are these people on the left do?
Yeah.
They've tokenized the entire race. Of different people. And they've tokenized entire communities and have pretty much told them, well, if you don't do what we say, we're going to put you out to pasture.
Yeah.
And we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you your place. You know, I love how these people, they spew this language when they're actually doing the very thing they accuse the other people of doing. And I'm telling you, with this whole situation, as this year progresses, mm-hmm. The mental illness levels on these people are going to rise drastically. And I think our success for accomplishments also going to rise. Mm-hmm. And all we don't have to be violent with them. We don't have to engage in war with them. All we have to do apparently is clean up communities and it makes them go insane.
Oh, yeah.
All we have to do is build things and help people and show real tolerance to
different
groups of people, and they get angry and infuriated by it.
Imagine if we created something where we actually feed the homeless, house the homeless, and get the homeless
give them jobs,
and clean
let them build their own life.
Yeah, you know, have them
clean up things.
Clean up things. Oh, how pissed off would they be? Is like, oh, well, you know, we're doing so well by these people that they don't need government assistance. They're actually truly, we're setting people.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
People truly free by giving them a hand up, not a hand out.
Well, they've already proven they're furious about that to begin with.
Oh, yeah.
We know that's what they would do. They would be very upset if that were the case, because it would take away all of their power to control these people in this sadistic way that they do. And I'm telling you, more and more, I'm looking at this. We literally could go full Gandhi on these people, and it would just make them explode in rage.
And I'm sorry, at this point, we got to go full Malcolm X.
Well, you could do that, too.
I mean,
or maybe you could have a hybrid of both.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, be the change you want to be, but motherfucker come for you, you have a fucking, you have some lead for the ass. You have a lead.
Well,
fighting.
You see, we're not pacifists. We're what you call non-aggression principle people. You tread on us, and that's an act of war. But if you don't tread on us, you're not going to start a war with you. We're not looking for violence. But if you are, we have to end it.
Yeah.
Because clearly you won't. We will. And that's what I mean by Gandhi. We, honestly, we can do peaceful things. We can help improve the lives of people in the most peaceful way. And by doing that, it somehow incites these people to want to be violent. But for whatever reason.
That's so sad.
And it's amazing that can be done. We don't even need to be violent to these people. They do all that for us, and then they show who they truly are. Like, it's like we're revealing who they really are. The vicious nature is in their souls that they themselves may not even realize they have. It's amazing, Louie. Mm-hmm. It truly is. I think we got there are plenty. I mean, just looking at where everything's going, there's many solutions that we can work with. That you and I have discussed on many occasions, that I think it would be very positive and effective, more so than people realize. I think the power of the solutions that we've talked about mm-hmm. are going to be a lot more effective than people, you know, naysayers try to say aren't. And we're going to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
I think we already are. I mean, just look at Nancy Pelosi. She has to rip up the speech. She's so angry. And Trump didn't say anything. Other than things that affected her in a negative way, which is like her not doing her job.
If Nancy Pelosi had a top hat, she would have punched it.
Oh, 100%.
Remember, you know that old trope? Yeah, like a top hat and you just punch a hole like, fuck, prom.
Oh, yeah. No, she was, like I said, she lost it.
Mm-hmm.
She totally lost it. And she couldn't. The fact that she was angry about anything that Trump did is just telling of where she stands when it comes to this country and the people that live in it and what she cares about. And clearly the answer to that, all of those three things, is she doesn't care about any of those things. She doesn't care about the people in this country. She doesn't care about the country she lives in. She doesn't care about the well-being of this place. And that was so transparent beyond anything that I could ever explain to people. And the best part is, millions of people swore that with their own eyes.
Yeah.
Millions. And they're going to continue to see more. All we got to do is just document it and expose it. If we can do it peacefully, I'd rather do that. I pray we don't have a violent civil war. I don't want to see that happen because I know a lot of people will die. Yeah. But these are things that we have to try our best to turn the tide of, as far as I'm concerned. It looks like Antifa has made zero effort tonight to even contact your show, what I can tell.
Nothing. Nothing. And
I almost forgot that you even put that call out. That's how, like, crickets it is with them.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they don't want to, I guess maybe they don't want to risk it. They don't want to risk having us do our exorcism on them.
No, they like their demons.
Yeah,
that's why they wear masks.
Like, honestly, you know that. Speaking about demons, there was that another bald headed chick that looked like the daughter of Nosferatu, that was screaming at Lady MAGA. You brought that up.
Yes.
Why didn't they just do how they did to that other retarded girl? They just surround her and start chanting USA. You that calmed her down real good. And they,
the funny thing is, Lady MAGA dresses a lot better than the shaved head, like, angry psycho leftist.
Yeah, Nosferatu's daughter.
It's amazing. And that's something else I noticed, too. People on the right, no matter what they are, or the straight LGBT, generally look a lot better.
Yeah.
They have a lot more, like, positive element in their soul. You know, sometimes you find people that aren't the best looking out there, you know, for whatever reason. But I just feel like the energy is a lot more, like, positive on the side that we generally stand with. And for them, it's just very, you know, negative and harsh. And I don't know, I just feel like it takes a physical toll on them. I'm just looking at this girl screaming with her shaved head. She literally looked like a, I dare say, the neo-Nazi skinhead. Screaming at a drag queen. That is hilarious to say. That's what the image looked like. Obviously it wasn't that, but I mean, it does look like that.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I mean, you know, it was nighttime, so probably she had to go back to her crypt before the sun came.
She did look extremely pale and white.
She looked like she had to go drink some blood.
She looked like a vampire. Yes, she could.
Oops, hold on. Another screaming fit. Apparently, this is. This is glad to see people at Arizona State are having a normal. This damn thing just updated before. Okay, hold on. Let me go to Andy No. This just in from head office, from Andy No's Twitter. Apparently, in response to students for Trump table at Arizona State University, a man yells that that the president, Republicans, and fascists should have their throats slashed. So here's the audio.
Square! Slash his throat! Every fucking Republican! Suck my fucking balls!
Say that one more time.
Slash Republican throats! Slash fascist throats! Death to fascists!
Honestly, and I'm not just saying this because I'm talking big. It's because I've actually done this. I would have charged at him and chased him away.
Well, you might have to. He sounds like a psychopath and needs to go somewhere else. That's safe.
I mean,
for everybody.
It's like, you know, it's like really... Like, look. If
Let me get this straight, Louie. He said he wants to slash people's throats.
Yeah, he wants to slash. They should have their throats slashed.
Now, where was this that he made such extreme declarations of, you know, demanding things like that be done? What exactly was going on? I don't know the context of the background.
Arizona State.
Is it a cleanup?
No. This was the. Students for Trump at Arizona State University had a table, and apparently that
this is a college student.
Yep,
the college university called this slash people's throats.
Yep.
Wow. I don't know if they're teaching these students at these universities, but if slashing throat 101 is a new class, then parents might want to seek alternative measures for their children's future, other than send them to these psycho classes that they're apparently pumping these kids out of. I mean, that just sounds like crazy.
Yeah.
How old was this kid? Look, was he like 21?
Like 18, 19, 20.
Ah, jeez. Impressionable minds.
Yeah. Like, they're so...
And
the angriest ones I see are white kids. Like, first of all, what are you so angry about, white person? I mean, I hate to sound like this guy, but white liberal kids, what struggle have you went through?
Louis, that is their narrative, that they are the privileged class, correct? Because that's what they try to convince me and you and everybody else. So if we're going to go with their little narrative, their little framework here, then clearly the question you're asking is a valid, legitimate one.
Mm-hmm.
That is, assuming that they follow their rules, but we know they don't. So just obviously this kid's never interacted with anyone alternative to his own thinking. Or maybe he has, and he just, because he's so irrational and violent, he just got his ass beat every other day for it. Because he always tries to start fights with people, and he fail actually succeeding in kicking ass back. I don't know. But
that's not my problem.
Yeah, this is these people are completely unhinged and crazy. And the evidence is, I mean, we could do a psychological study on this group of people.
Yeah.
And I think some interesting things would come to light.
Like, white girl, what, like, white dude, what are you so, what do you have to be angry about? Like, honestly, I should be, you're doing my job. You're taking my job.
It's cultural appropriation. Isn't that what they claim your culture's all about?
Pretty much.
They claim you're all a bunch of psycho, violent brown people that you don't know any better. You can't, you know, you don't know how to be civilized. And that's why they have to think for you.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works?
Yeah. I mean, now that you brought this up, this is the racism of soft expectations. In fact, let me Google the definition here for everyone. You know, if you guys don't know what the racism of soft, I could be wrong about, okay.
That's why I call them left-wing white supremacists, Louis, because they do it.
Oh,
that's good.
I'm sorry. It's the,
that is the traditional batch of people.
The soft racism of low expectations. My bad. It is basically, this was in The Guardian. Let the minorities invite their crackpots over here as long as we get a few votes out of it. That's the New Labor's attitude. In Parliament yesterday, Tory MP Michael I'm not reading this whole fucking thing. I need a fucking definition. Oh, okay, here it is. Gershon was unnecessarily diplomatic when he coined the phrase soft bigotry of low expectations. The phrase assumes that those who apply lower expectations to the black community are somehow doing less damage than individuals who openly express their racism. So basically, people that believe that, has my zipper been open this whole time? Holy shit, I've been walking around with an open zipper. damn it. All right, good thing it does. Okay, I just noticed it while I was sitting down. All right. Good thing I wear a long coat. Yeah. It's people that believe that we're not able to work the internet, which means we can't find that information on our own without anyone's help. We can't apply for IDs, that we're too stupid to get IDs. I was able to get two professional licenses on my own. I've installed Linux over Windows on my computer on many different occasions just by reading directions. I mean, it's
what do you expect?
Or the fact that, the major one is, like, because of my brown skin, I'm inherently a victim.
That's right. And a pet dog, too, apparently, which goes back to the original point that I made earlier in the show about what left-wing white supremacism is. It is the belief that they agree with everything that the right-wing version of that says, which is, you know, the traditional assumed thought, except they believe that they are benevolent slave masters who have to think for their non-white pets. Thus, you and others, because of the very reasons you just listed, where you can't get IDs, you don't know how to operate the internet, you're too stupid to do that, you're a cute dog to keep around, but You're just not smart or intelligent or bright enough to know how to do these other things. Mm. But they somehow feel for you people because you had such good potential to be a dog. And that kind of lines up with everything I've been saying this whole time. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, no, I agree. In fact, here's another better definition from the Urban Dictionary.
That's got to be really good, then.
Yeah, not expecting disadvantaged people or minorities to meet the same standards of behavior or achievement for achievement set for most people. It's called soft bigotry because it is more subtle and subconscious form of prejudice.
You know what that kind of reminds me of?
What?
That Wayne's Brothers movie, Don't Be a Menace in South Central While Drinking Juice. I can't even remember the whole title because it's like 20,000 words. Yeah. Remember when he goes to apply for the job, he's like drinking 40s and smoking blunts? Yeah. I think was what he put on his application.
Yep.
And they still gave him a job, even though the job was kind of ridiculous. Mm-hmm. That's literally like a prime example of something like that in a weird way. You're not really intelligent enough to do it, but here, we're just going to give you a job because we have to fill quotas. We don't really think you're smart. We're just going to give you a job.
I'm too low. Somebody says I'm too low. Okay.
You're stupid.
Let me just raise my volume. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I had to raise my volume because apparently I'm too low, according to Donald J. Trump, who's listening in the chat room.
The guy that hates you so much?
No. Apparently, I'm a great... Yeah, so... Hey,
he must have liked you enough to tell you about your volume.
Yeah. Hey, DJT, if you want to call in, the number is 347-927-6824. The number again is 347-927-6824. If you want to call in and join the fun and have homosexual relations with one of us.
Oh, man. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the soft racism you're talking about is very real.
Yeah.
And like it's very much from a group of people that you wouldn't expect to come from unless you actually interacted with those people long enough.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not...
Which I'm not an idiot.
Like, I'm not an idiot. I wake up for work. I know how to get to work on time. I know how to work many things, use things to my advantage. I know how to if I need to go to the city for anything, I know what to do or how to find information. I'll do the fucking legwork. I'm not an idiot. I don't need
like you're a 60 IQ fucking brain dead person here. Come on.
I don't need Massa to help me teach me how to cash a check. Like, shut the fuck up. I got fucking direct deposit, you fucking bigots.
I know. They don't think you're capable of doing those things. Because whatever, I don't know why they think that. Whether it was taught to them that, like, you live in a straw hut in New York City, or I don't know what it is they think that you, like, come from, that you're, like, so low-grade and, like, incapable of doing anything for yourself. I don't know where that comes from, other than... It sounds like these people were taught like stuff you would have read about 100 years ago when they were like describing "quote unquote" savage people.
Ooga booga.
That's what it sounds like. Crazy like that.
Ooga booga, motherfucker. Ooga booga. Woogie boogie. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I don't have that.
These people go accuse us of being the people who think that about, whites.
Like, honestly, I've been around the Proud Boys. I've been around other Republicans. I've never been called a spick. I've never been called a nigger while I'm in those groups. I've never been called that so much by people who consider themselves so fucking tolerant or so fucking ethnically accepting of other people. It's kind of like in the movie where the person that they call the bad guy is actually the good guy.
Right.
Yeah. How's about we end it right here? I guess Antifa didn't have the balls to call into today's show. I've tweeted like crazy. Here's the number. Come on. I dare you. But like to thank Gabriel Brown for coming on with me. Definitely check him out soon. He's going to be posting up a lot of videos on to BitChute soon. So stay tuned for that. I will definitely give you guys the information. as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Help the Crouch Out Radio Show grow and thrive by doing something you already do. Shop on Amazon. Amazon always has great deals for whatever you are looking for. From survivalists and riot gear to Beanie Babies. Next time you're going to shop at Amazon, use my link. The prices stay the same, but I get credit for the sale. Just go to tinyurl.com/LouieB and just shop normally, knowing that you're helping support the Crouch Out Radio Show. That's tinyurl.com/LouieB.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.